You're listening to All News All Morning on the Muthalud's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, he is with the Bureau of Reclamation. I'm talking with Park Ranger Mike McGraw at New Malonis Lake. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mark.
What is activity like at this time of the year at New Malonis Lake?
Well, the camping activity is quiet. Naturally, you know, this time of year, although we've had a very nice winter so far, not much in the way of rain and some cold overnight temperatures, but generally camping is minimal during the winter months. However, fishing is picking up. There's quite a bit of activity out on the lake, especially with trout fishing.
Is the water significantly going down yet?
It's not. We've been holding pretty steady. Most days we have more water coming into the lake than going out through the dam. So the lake has been, actually, often it's going up a little bit, but it's holding steady for the most part.
A lot of people make New Year's resolutions to lose weight and start exercising more, and this is where you've come into the picture. Just in time, on New Year Day, Monday, 10 o'clock in the morning, you've scheduled a 3.5-mile hike. Where is this hike going to be held at?
Yeah, this is a hike to the Dutchess Mine, right where the trail, where the hike is going to begin, is at the Parrots Ferry Bridge on the Calaveras side of the bridge. There's a little parking area, and we have two rangers, Ranger Sam Mascalier and Ranger Jared Tapp, that will be meeting hikers at, as you mentioned, at 10 in the morning. And the hike will, the initial destination will be the Dutchess Gold Mine, the old Dutchess Gold Mine, which should take only about maybe half an hour, 45 minutes to get to the mine. The plan is to spend a little time there. And for those that are wanting something more, the plan is to continue up to Tabletop Mountain that sits above the Dutchess Mine.
Would you consider that to be an easy hike or a strenuous hike?
It is strenuous, so it will be a good workout. If your New Year's resolution is to lose a little weight, this is a good way to get started.
Do the rangers speak a little bit about the history of the area during the hike?
They will, so particularly the history of the gold mine, but also on the flora and fauna of the area. It goes through a real nice stretch of chaparral ecosystem, so it's a good opportunity to experience that plant community, which in the wintertime is when you want to hike through the chaparral, not the summer. It's very exposed.
What should hikers bring?
They should bring some sturdy hiking boots, a water, at least a quart of water, you know, ideally maybe a little more than that, and a jacket.
All right, and what is the cost?
It's free. Yeah, all the Bureau of Reclamation activities that we have in the course of the year are free to the public. You need to meet at the designated location, and a ranger will be there and guide you on hikes and walks. And we've got we'll set a schedule here in the next month for what our spring activities will be.
So why does the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation put on free events like this?
It's to give folks an opportunity to see the local area and specifically some of the resources that the Bureau of Reclamation protects, and the Table Mountain area around Parrots Ferry Bridge is one of the areas that's within Bureau of Reclamation jurisdiction and in the mine. So it's to have a guided hike with a knowledgeable individual that can kind of share some of the knowledge of the resources in our area.
Well, now that we've stirred up some interest, one more time, everyone's going to meet at the trailhead 10 o'clock in the morning. Specifically where?
So it'll be 10 o'clock in the morning this Monday, January 1st, and it's at the Parrots Ferry Bridge. There's a little parking area on the north side of the bridge, the Calaveras side of the bridge, and there'll be two rangers there. And then they'll proceed across Parrots Ferry Road to where the hike will begin, but the parking will be on the opposite side of the road from where the trail is.
All right. And for more information, is there a telephone number and a website?
Yeah, I can be contacted at 209-536-9094 at extension 233. And for website, you can Google, do a search, the Bureau of Reclamation, New Melones Lake, and all kinds of information will pop up.
Park Ranger Mike McGraw, I do wish you a very happy new year.
All right.